find a place to sit in front of a sail. When you're comfortable, pick up a string and hold it in your hands. When we consider our heading, our journey with human eyes, it's easy to become overwhelmed. Taking new ground is daunting. It's described well in 1 Corinthians 13. It compares it to seeing life through glass that's not clear, where we can only see part of who we are and part of who God is. But think about this. The one calling us forth on this brave journey is kind, just, loving, merciful, compassionate, strong, and capable of creating the most implausible plot twists. He promises to meet us where we are, regardless of what we've done to get there. He says he's the father to the fatherless, the husband to the widow. He's the redeemer. He takes care of even the sparrows. He's the creator. He knows your needs even before you do. And he promises to meet us where we are, regardless of what we've done to get there. In fact, God's love is painted all throughout the Bible. When you're in relationship with Him, He calls you friend. He calls you a new creation. He says that your condition is always on His mind, that your name is written on the palms of His hands. You're no accident. You're no coincidence. You're not a mistake. You were made fearfully and wonderfully, that you bear the image of His Son, Jesus Christ. In Deuteronomy, He says to us, be strong and courageous, and that He will never leave us or forsake us. Let that rest in your mind and your heart for a moment. He will never leave you or forsake you. He's committed to you. He's tethered Himself to you. Just as a ship's sails must be strongly tethered to the mast in order to make it move and be directed, God is tethered to you. Without that tethering, we wander and are blown aimlessly in the wind. Tie this string to your wrist or carry it in your pocket. Allow it to be a physical reminder of the spiritual truth of God's faithfulness to you on your journey as you're taking brave new steps in this heading, both in the calm and in the storm. Take time to answer the questions in part 2 of your guide. When you're ready, move forward into the next space.